Good evening, Emily. Michelle, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I would just like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be sure to share your opinion with us real quick?
Just a minute. National Opinion Service. You know,
it's just a research study.
I know, and I believe that you are totally sincere and real, but how long does it last?
Yeah, well, be brief. Believe me, ma'am, okay? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president and Congress?
Oh, 100% chance
you'll
vote.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you, ma'am. And, you know, I do appreciate your patience, but I'm required to read verbatim. So let me just finish it real quick, just for quality control. Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Our chance of 50-50, or you will probably not vote. So it's definitely vote, right?
Oh, definitely vote, 100%.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
72.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Okay, now moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American,
Caucasian.
Hispanic? Yeah. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting on the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
Oh, I'm
100%
motivated. That's 10.
So what? Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Oh, very strong.
Okay. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Actually, I'm satisfied with what we're doing right now.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read the list of issues that I have here, and you can pick up the two, okay, ma'am? And then I will continue reading.
Just a minute, sir. You want me to pick two?
Two, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the issues, and you can pick two of them, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, the first issue is standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Next issue, improving K-12 public schools education. Immigration and border security. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, health care costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. If you have to pick two. Which
I can't
pick
two, sir. I really can't. Well, abortion rights is definitely a big one, but discrimination, what was the first one you read?
Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, is that the
one? Yes, I feel strongly about that, too.
Okay, thank you. And the other
against
one was
not
the
having
abortion
that.
Rights. Understood. Now, moving on. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Oh, I think they're better. Definitely getting better.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, it's sad. No, they're getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Well, I don't. I feel for those who do.
Okay, no, I understand. But for the sake of my research, how should I record your answers? Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Oh, I think it was the same or fewer. And what was the other one?
Okay. You think you have the same rights, the fewer rights than other people
in this country? It's the same. I mean, the same, yeah.
The same? Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I like it to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Okay, remember, you may use any number from 0 to 100, independent of how you feel. If you have an opinion, you let me know, we'll move on. Now, the first one is Taylor Swift from 0 to 100.
Oh, I don't feel anything. Negative, positive. That
Never heard of it, and don't have no opinion.
Yeah, I've heard of her, but not, I guess that was down
no
there on the
on
bottom.
It. Okay.
No.
Now, how about Ron DeSantis for 0 to 100?
Oh, completely negative. What's that number?
Zero?
Zero. Ron DeSantis, yeah.
Okay. How about the NAACP? Same question.
Oh, that's high, yeah.
100?
Sure.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
Very high, yes. Mm-hmm.
But you have to pick up the number.
Oh, I have
to
pick it up. 100, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Thank you. And the Democratic Party, same question.
Oh, very high. 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and how about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
And the leadership conference, okay, the next one is the leadership conference.
That means how I feel towards
rights.
Him, correct?
Understood, yes.
Yeah, okay,
feel
I don't want to be.
Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. That's what
so
zero
I feel
means.
Cold and unfavorable towards him, yes, then that would be a zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about the leadership conference on human and civil rights in general, and to the best of your knowledge?
I'm not totally sure on that, but I think it's up there, like 90. Yeah.
90? Okay. Thank you. And how about Joe Biden?
Oh, he's doing a pretty good job. I would say 90, 95.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay. Now,
are we near
I know it's a long way off. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just a couple of minutes. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden, which one would you
Joe
vote
Biden.
For, Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? Thank you, ma'am.
Joe Biden.
Okay, now moving on. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, also worried.
It's a concern, yeah.
Somewhat worry?
Mm-hmm.
Or not so worried? How
a
should
little
I recall your answer?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to read your... I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Okay, the government should do more to lessen racial what?
Lessen racial inequality.
Inequality. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Whatever can be done, yes.
Agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
I strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Yeah, strongly, okay. Now, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Agree or disagree? Again, strongly.
Mine personally? No,
yes,
it's not.
So you agree or disagree with that statement? Okay,
no.
Strongly or somewhat?
No, it's not. My personal one? No, it's not. Under attack.
So I record you strongly disagree, okay? Now,
I guess so, yeah.
No, it's your opinion that matters, man.
I don't want to misunderstand your question, and I think I was here. Go ahead.
No. Now, I'm reading the statement, and you tell me whether you agree with the statement or not, okay, ma'am? Now, the next statement, gay marriage should be legally protected right in this country. Agree?
Yes.
So, agree strongly? Agree somewhat?
I agree strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Same question, same options.
I disagree on that.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. American democracy is under major threat now. Agree or disagree?
Unfortunately, I agree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Same question. Agree strongly, agree somewhat, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay? America is on the path to another civil war. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Boy, unfortunately, somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And remember, there's no right or wrong answers. If you have no opinion,
oh, I know that. These are complicated questions.
Yeah, and it's more complicated than just a no answer. Now, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the numbers of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Support or oppose?
Can you say that again?
Yes, ma'am. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? They strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat what?
Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you real quick two statements that some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. First statement, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. Now, second statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as a Black and LGBTQ+. Now, which of those statements do you agree with more?
The last one I strongly disagree with. So what was the first one?
The first one is parents should have a direct say in the education that children receive.
No. Well, it depends on which side they're on.
The books that they have access to, and the parents who have the right to use their own belief to limit books our schools' libraries can carry.
No, absolutely.
That's
not
the first thing. I strongly agree with us.
Strongly disagree.
So you agree with the second one?
Which was
our schools must teach multiple points of view?
Yes.
And banning book volume. Okay. So you agree with that one somewhat or strongly agree with that one?
The schools can have the say on it in deciding what the books are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you strongly agree or somewhat? Okay, strongly. Thank you, ma'am.
Strongly agree.
Okay, I appreciate it. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive.
You know, I may have to end this. How much longer?
Okay. Hey, if you give me a couple of minutes, just so I can use the ones I already got. Just a couple of minutes. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to read you real quick, okay? I'll be brief. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please weigh each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, 5 means that you is somewhat important, and 10 means that you do not think is important at all. Now, you can use any number between 0 to 10.
Now, 10 was you think it's important?
Extremely important. 5, somewhat important, and 0, not at all important.
Got it. Okay.
Okay? Those are the things that some people say are important for democracy to survive, okay? The first one is freedom to protest the police or government from 0 to 10.
It would depend on the situation. I don't know. I really don't know. I would need...
People say this, that these things are important for our democracy to survive. Do you think that freedom to protest the police or government is important for democracy to survive?
The middle number.
Okay, 5. Okay. Now, the right to bear arms. Do you think that is an important issue for democracy?
No, I do not.
Democracy. So, for 0 to 10, what numbers are you given?
0.
Okay, thank you. And ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Same question. Important, not
equal
important at all.
Access to voting, you said?
Yeah, equal. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
That's
so
10.
That would be 10. Okay.
Very important.
And now equal, thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all, from 0 to 10.
That would be a 10.
Okay. And a commitment to Christian ideals, from 0 to 10. How important is for democracy to survive?
That's because there are all faiths, so that's not relevant.
So what numbers should we give them, just for the sake of a research?
I suppose the bottom number, yeah.
Okay. To a wish is not important at all, zero?
No, no.
Should I record that as your answer?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Now, police treat everyone the same. I'm sorry, police treat everyone the same. That's what I'm trying to say. You think that is important for our democracy to survive for 0 to 10? How important it is?
You said, I didn't quite hear you. You said police what?
Police that treat everyone the same. You think that is an important issue for our democracy?
Oh, yes, that's very important.
Right.
Yes.
From 0 to 10, what number should we
that's
give?
A 10, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And immigration to this country for 0 to 10?
Immigration to this country is very important. That's a 10.
Okay. 10. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's move on. I'm going to read you real quick some two statements that people have made. That how can we make improvements to the country? Now, please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights might not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change these things than our parents. Now, do you agree or disagree with that from 0 to 10? How strongly you agree with that?
well, I'd like to know the whole context. I think disagree, yeah.
But yeah, but what number should we pick? You strongly disagree,
zero,
is 10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somewhat agree is 5?
That's fine.
Zero. Okay. Now, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable or higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. For 0 to 10, can you pick up a number?
This is to help students who need.
Yeah, for minority and low income, right?
Oh, so, yes, that's fine. That's a high, yeah.
What number is that for 0 to 10?
I guess that's a 10, yeah.
10, okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's finish this up, okay? Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting on the next year presidential elections on November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
Oh,
it's 0 10. To 10. Okay,
10.
Thank you.
And what is your polling company again? What are you? Who are you with?
Oh, this is a national opinion survey. National opinion survey. We do nationwide researches, even for
is it National Opinion Research Center?
No, it's just National Opinion Service. Because I think it goes by both names. Yeah, my understanding is it just goes by this one. But again, just to finish this up, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduates, and college or professional
certificate? College graduate.
College graduate, thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate?
Married.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
A liberal.
Okay. Somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you, ma'am. Now, how often do you attend church and religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly or never?
Weekly. But this really needs to answer.
Week?
I know it's long, but...
No. This is the last one. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
This is a suburban area.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
As a member? No.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for your patience on the line. Very kind of you, ma'am. I appreciate your answers. Okay.
Okay.
Your
well, thank you for doing
Bye
this. Okay. Goodbye.
Nice. Excellent. Thank you.